earlier today, I caught my little one, the 5-year-old, in the living room. She was practicing her maniacal laugh. I'm wondering if I should be worried about that.
This is the Jam, part of the Sports Jam Network. Welcome to Jam This, with your host, Rob Steele.
Now, due to this Party City commercial that I've been seeing lately, kind of a resurgence we've been seeing in the song Mambo No. 5. I know it's, what, 10, 15 years old now, but it's a cute song. Remember when it came out, it was a cute song. It's still kind of cute, and now these people are using it for a party commercial thing. Whatever. But I was talking with one of my friends about it the other day, and he said, man, that was a cool song. My favorite bit, my favorite line in that song, when they send in the strumpet. And I went, hang on a minute. What? What are you talking about, man? He said, that line, after he talks about all the girls, he goes, send in the strumpet. And I'm like, sent the strumpet? Why is that funny to you? He said, because after he has all these women, he's hungry. What? Yeah, man. Has all these women, then he's hungry. Gets him a little strumpet. What do you mean? What do you think a strumpet is? He said, it's a German thing. Little pastry. Really? A strumpet. Pillsbury toaster strumpets? Kind of like... He goes, yeah, man. Seen those commercials with the little German kid knocks down the door, sells Pillsbury toaster strumpets. Want to know if this is just me, because my wife does this to me all the time. It's something that annoys the crap out of me. We're watching a TV show, and we watch a lot of murder mystery stuff. You know, the CSIs, NCIS, because, you know, the USA Network really is the NCIS channel. You know, so we watch all this stuff, and there is literally 5 minutes left in the show, which means they're about to tell us whodunit. That's all we've got left, the whodunit part of this show. She says, pause it, I have to go to the bathroom. Fine. And she leaves for half an hour. I'm sitting in the living room with my finger on the pause button going, get the fuck back in here. I haven't figured out who did it. Is that just me? Does anyone else's spouse do that to them? Leading cause for divorce in the country? I'm thinking it has to be up there somewhere. Saw something else on TV recently, kind of a religion thing, and if I offend anyone, get over it. It was a guy talking about how he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior. And I don't have a problem with people finding Jesus. I think it's funny that Jesus hides everywhere, apparently, in order to be found. Yes, I found Jesus the other day. He was in the pantry between the garlic salt and the oregano. Just right there was Jesus, and I found him. And I think that's kind of odd, but, you know, whatever. But he accepted Jesus as his personal savior. Kind of like a personal assistant. He has a little Jesus that follows him around with a notepad and picks up his laundry. I get. Is that what that is? Who's his public savior? Just asking. So the other day I had this dream. It's kind of a weird dream. I haven't quite figured out what it was about. Apparently I was in New York and I was supposed to be promoting an event of some kind, like a WrestleMania kind of thing, an event that happens every year but moves around. And I was trying to get it to be anywhere except New York, because New York had had it too many times, and we need to move it around a little bit. And I was standing on a bridge, looking over Manhattan, and someone said that they're going to have it in New York anyway, which is not what I wanted. And I thought, you know, whatever, that's fine, have it in New York. And my wife came up to me, she patted my back and had her hand on my shoulder and scratched it a little bit, and said, it's okay, dear, we can put it somewhere else next year. And I just remember thinking, her hand on my shoulder felt really good. Nice, soothing, little scratchy thing going on, just kind of, ooh, liking that. And I woke up just a little bit, and I'm still feeling it. I'm like, oh, hello. I opened my eyes, looked at my wife. She's on her side of the bed, and she's sleeping with her hands tucked up under her chin. She looks so cute. Then I realized, her hands are over there. And someone's still scratching me.
Daddy, I had a nightmare.
You had one? I'm still having one. Who the hell has a hand that's still...
Daddy, I had a nightmare.
So, in this nightmare of yours, was I dead? Because that could kind of happen soon, because you just gave me a heart attack. Thank you. And honestly, that's all I've got this week. I think that's enough. I lost 3 years in that nightmare. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with me, find me on Twitter, steel_42. Find me on my website, steel42.com. Feel free to stop by, buy a book, buy a CD. See, that's new. Haha.
Wasn't expecting that, were you?
I am on Facebook. I've got like 6 accounts. Find one. Chances are it's me. And of course, you can find me all over the Sports Jam Network, because that's where I live. So until next week, remember, next time you're in line at Walmart in the pharmacy section and they tell you it's going to be a couple hours before your prescription's ready, you go to the toy section. You take all those little Try Me stickers off the toys that make noises. You take it to the pharmacy section and put it on the condom boxes. It'll give you something to do.